Welcome to the Forum program on your Tally Broadcasting Stations. I'm David Jenkins. Right now, I am pleased to be joined by State Police Trooper Jeremy Nairn and Special Agent Tom Hatley with State Police Zone 6 Investigations, specifically based out of the Litchfield office. Jeremy, Tom, thank you so much for taking a few minutes out of your time to join me today. How are you?
Good.
Thanks for having me on, David.
Yeah, thanks for bringing attention to this.
Not a problem. And we are actually going to be talking about a case. I don't know if you would call it an open case or whatnot, but a gentleman from Litchfield, 24-year-old Corey Robinson, was recently refused release from custody of the U.S. Marshals because he's been indicted on counts of, and Tom, you'll have to correct me if I'm wrong, it's enticement of a minor as well as child sexual exploitation. Do I have that right?
Basically, it's attempted enticement of a minor and also production of child pornography.
Okay. Now, if you can, for someone who may not know, what would enticement of a minor entail? Like, what legally would that be?
In a case of attempted enticement of a minor, you're trying to entice or convince a minor to do inappropriate activities, in this case, sexual activities.
And this, I understand, stemmed from something that went on 2 years ago, I believe, about 2 years ago?
Yeah, our case surrounds an incident that occurred over, you know, a few month time frame starting in 2017. That's when we first became aware of it.
What can you tell us about the case? I know because it's an investigation, not everything can be exposed, but what can you tell us about this?
Basically, this case, it was a little bit complex, and while we have a lot of resources, sometimes we reach out, we cooperate with different agencies. In this case, I'm working this case jointly with the FBI. It's been a two-year investigation. We've done search warrants and things like that, which brought us to the point where we're able to charge Corey Robinson with these charges. That said, we have the potential for having more victims out there, and I just want to make this aware to everybody so that we can potentially, if you are a victim or you have any information on this case, I'm asking you to please give me a call, contact the state police, and let us know about it.
Right, because it sounds like he had volunteered with organizations that had a pretty widespread outreach.
Yes, we're putting out the FBI and the state police. What we're asking is Corey Robinson, he's approximately 24 now. He's from the Litchfield area, and he had volunteered at several of the local churches, including Livingstone Church in Litchfield. He worked with a youth program there called the Underground. He was also involved in taking youth on trips to Six Flags, Colorado, and camping. This was all through church activities. He also did some online conversations with minors and would use social media platforms, Facebook, Grindr, Snapchat. He would even get on video game platforms like Call of Duty and have some of these conversations. Also, he attended the Cross Church in Carlinville, Illinois, too, I've been informed. So a lot of times when you have people like Corey Robinson, they take advantage of children by volunteering for these different organizations.
We're talking with Special Agent Tom Hatley and State Trooper Jeremy Nairn with the Illinois State Police. It's 24-year-old Corey C. Robinson who's been indicted. You're seeking looking for victims, potential victims to come forward in case there are those out there. What would be the best way for them to come forward or to contact you?
I would encourage you to either call the District 18 phone number or you can even reach me at 618-484-7383. I totally understand. This is very difficult. It's uncomfortable to talk about, but I am here. I do want to help you if you are a victim.
And the District 18 phone line number is 217-324-4900. And again, ask for Special Agent Tom Hatley.
Sure. And you both are actually, you're obviously the special agent dealing with this, but Jeremy, you're trained in stuff that's similar to this, behavioral stuff that's similar to this as well, I guess.
Yes, I just took some training on, it's called the Digital Behavior Threat Assessment. And it's a push that Illinois is getting involved in, basically monitoring posts online, whether Snapchat, Facebook, online gaming platforms. And, I mean, I have a young child, and sometimes those can be good tools, and sometimes those can be bad tools. All those tools need to be monitored because you never know who is on the other line with your child. that was brought to light in some of our training. So I would say be mindful. Just because they're quiet isn't necessarily a good thing. You need to be kind of mindful. Hey, who are you speaking with? Oh, they're a friend. Well, how old are they? They're 15. Well, have you ever seen any pictures of them? No. Well, how do you know they're 15? Maybe do some follow-up as a parent. Hey, you know, I know you spend a lot of time online. I'd really like to meet your friend. Let's see where he lives, and maybe let's go meet him. I know that sounds far-fetched, but it's no different than what we would do if we're going to have somebody spend the night with our child that goes to school with. We want to know their parents or know that's who they are.
Like you both said, it's really become prevalent in video games, because there is a specific video game out there, I don't want to mention it, but where people are, it seems like this is becoming more frequent, where adults are maybe posing as someone younger who's contacting these younger minors and individuals, just talking to them through the online gaming system, I don't know, just while they're playing the game, and that's really dangerous.
And like I said, it's kind of going back a little old school to know who they're talking to. Just don't take your child's word for it. Hey, I'd like to meet them. Not that you don't trust your child, but, you know, trust but verify. You know, it only takes one person to come in their life and alter maybe their outcome or the rough road that you're going to try to get them down with counseling and the things like that if something does occur. So I would just say be mindful of that. Gaming is a huge multi-multi-million-dollar industry and is ever growing. Mm-hmm. Asia, it is growing, and now you'll see it here where kids are making $250,000 going to game events, and that's their yearly salary. Some kids are skipping going to college because, you know, it is an outlet. Some, you know, gaming is not bad, but it needs to be monitored when you're at a young age. I mean, do we hand our child that's 12 years old the keys to the car and say, hey, here you go, drive it? Well, sometimes that's how we act when we give them a tablet. Hey, you're 3 years old, but here you go. We need to do some follow-up as a parent. And sometimes that's a lot of work. You know, we're tired and we have other things to go on. We're worried about paying the bills. But sometimes just those little steps of being engaged with your child will help in the future.
Absolutely. Again, we're talking with State Police Trooper Jeremy Nairn and Special Agent Tom Hatley with Illinois State Police Zone 6 Investigations. We're talking about 24-year-old Corey C. Robinson, who was recently indicted on counts of attempted enticement of a minor, as well as child pornography, producing child pornography. Now, we said he attended a church in Litchfield. He also attended a church in Carlinville we know of. He visited Colorado through these churches. Do you see this as something where, is it possible this stretches beyond just this area as well?
It's definitely possible, and when you with regards to our release and that, talking about the social media platforms, you know, he did try to contact youth through these platforms, and even sometimes he would switch from platform to platform. Maybe he thought it was a safer place to chat. That's why, like Trooper Nairn said, we can't state enough. You gotta monitor your kids. And unfortunately, this year for our office has been really bad with some child sex crimes, if you will. And when I talked to the parents, I would say at least half the time they weren't aware of it. If they would have known where their child was visiting or who they were talking to, maybe this all could have been prevented.
Absolutely. So once more, if there are any more victims out there, and if you were a victim who happens to be listening to this, the state police is asking any victims who may be affiliated with this to please come forward. The victims, the best way to contact again, can you give that information once more?
The Illinois State Police main line is 217-324-4900. And again, just ask for Special Agent Tom Hatley.
You can also reach me at 618-484-7383, 618-484-7383.
Tom Hatley, Jeremy Nairn, was there anything else either of you wanted to mention about this?
The only thing I would like to add, Corey C. Robinson, he was charged with production of child pornography and attempted enticement of a minor. Until the trial has reached its conclusion, we do have to presume innocence until proven guilty.
And one thing I would like to add that, you know, I don't want to sound like we're ganging up on gaming. Gaming can be a very positive outlet for many youths. So gaming can be positive, but we also have to be mindful that it is a big responsibility and we need to monitor what's on. And technology changes so quick. You know, you buy a TV a month ago and unfortunately it's outdated. You buy a computer and it's outdated. So It's hard for a parent to stay up to date on all that. Their language changes. They have acronyms for things that I don't understand. That, you know, going to this training has helped me. But guess what? Probably a year from now, I'll need to go to another updated training because the acronym has probably changed. So, it's a good tool. Gaming is okay, and sometimes that helps relieve people, you know, stress from a stressful day. Just make sure everything in moderation and it's monitored.
Right. Like anything with technology, it evolves over time. And when technology advances, even scams advance along with it.
Yes.
So.
And unfortunately, that's what we see. Like Facebook or any type of Snapchat or whatever can be used for good. Just like the radio can be used for good. We're trying to spread the word. Hey, if you've been a victim, please come forward. We know it's got to be very uncomfortable. I can only imagine, but we are here to help. We are not here to judge, but we just want information to make sure this person is held accountable.
I just also wanted to say to the parents and the children out there, if you've ever been victimized in any way, I know it's difficult to talk about, but the sooner you can talk about it, the sooner we can get you help. The fresher the information, it's a lot easier for us to do our investigation and get some justice, and we can start the healing process with the family and prevent future victims from these same bad people.
We're focused on Robinson's case right now, but this could be related to any case. I mean, it just, unfortunately, it happens too frequently, it seems. So if you're a victim, regardless of this specific case, please do come forward. Thanks again, Tom and Jeremy, for coming in and talking with me. I appreciate it, and hopefully we're able to do some good here. People are able to come forward, or maybe there is no more victims involved, which would not be a bad thing as well. But thanks again for coming, and good luck with this, with everything else moving forward.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Again, that's Special Agent Tom Hatley and Trooper Jeremy Nairn with Illinois State Police District 18 in Litchfield. And that's it for this edition of The Forum. Be sure to tune in next time, but until then, this is David Jenkins saying so long.